This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama had lunch with the Queen over in London today, took a swing by number 10 Downing Street as well for a chit-chat with Prime Minister David Cameron. Question number one at their joint press conference was about an op-ed the president had in this morning's Daily Telegraph, encouraging Brits to stay in the European Union when they vote in a June referendum on what has come to be known as the Brexit. Together is better was the president's basic gist. The campaign to leave the EU did not appreciate his comments, as you might imagine. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more on what a Brexit might mean for us.
President Obama's message to the UK was basically, "Hey, buddy, we go way back, and I just need to let you know, I think this breakup you're considering, big mistake. This relationship is good for you, and sure, for me too, but good for you."
The United States wants a strong United Kingdom as a partner. And the United Kingdom is at its best when it's helping to lead a strong Europe.
He also said the UK would be at the back of the queue to get a trade agreement with the US on its own, but he's very interested in wrapping up a pending deal with the whole EU. Jeremy Shapiro with the European Council on Foreign Relations says Obama is speaking out forcefully because both politically and economically, the US is better off with the UK in the EU.
When Europeans are united, when they're working together, they are a lot stronger. They are a lot more effective.
And they're a much stronger trading partner. Sebastian Malaby is with the Council on Foreign Relations.
Every serious projection of what's going to happen if Britain leaves the European Union expects a recession, at least at first, and then slower than expected growth thereafter.
Malaby says that means they could buy fewer American exports. And the EU also has something called the single market, which makes doing business across countries much more efficient, more streamlined. Jacob Kierkegaard is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Right now, many American and indeed many global firms have operations in the UK, using it as a platform to serve the entire EU market. But once the UK leaves, then that in all probability will be not so easy to do.
He predicts the EU would introduce a host of trading restrictions to punish the UK and keep other countries from following suit. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.